Osama bin Laden has died at a time of great upheaval in the Arab world as new social movements emerge that seem to be more focused on establishing a more pluralistic and open society. I'm joined by Mary Fitzgerald to discuss this. Now, Mary, would you say that Osama's death coincides with the death of an ideology?
Well, in many respects, that seems to be the case. I think it's important to state that beyond the actual core of al-Qaeda, one of bin Laden's major goals was to create a groundswell of public opinion in Muslim-majority countries, a groundswell of support. And as I noted in a piece I wrote earlier this week, he died knowing that he had failed in doing that. What we've seen in recent years was a plummeting of support in Muslim-majority countries for Osama bin Laden and also al-Qaeda in general. And also over the last 4 months, we've seen a revolutionary wave sweep the Middle East, sweep the Arab world. We've seen popular uprisings that have toppled two dictators in the region. And those popular uprisings were peaceful. And they showed that instead of al-Qaeda's violent ideology, it was simply people power that was able to dislodge these leaders, leaders that Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda had long railed against and had long pushed for their overthrow.
Jihad was partly fueled by a sense of humiliation among Arabs that perceived Western dominance. Now, with reports emerging this morning that bin Laden's 12-year-old daughter has claimed to Pakistani authorities that she witnessed him being shot after he was taken alive by American forces, does the United States risk losing gains made in this area in its handling of the bin Laden incident?
Well, I think it's been very telling that since bin Laden's killing at the weekend, we've seen no large-scale protests anywhere in any Muslim-majority country. There have been a couple of dozen, apparently, protesters gathering in Gaza yesterday. There have been some street protests in Pakistan, a country which would have registered the highest percentage of public support for bin Laden in previous surveys. But we've seen no large-scale protests. And it's been interesting just to see some of the statements coming from different movements and groups in the Arab world, in particular. The Muslim Brotherhood, for example, in Egypt, was careful to basically say that bin Laden did not represent Islam, that al-Qaeda did not represent Islam. And apart from some statements, for example, Ismail Haniyeh, one of the leaders of Hamas in Gaza, he basically called bin Laden an Arab and Muslim warrior, and he condemned the death. But that was a very, very rare statement. For the most part, the statements we're hearing from Muslim-majority countries is that basically people are, if not quite happy at his demise, well, they're glad that a man who in many ways served to epitomize to non-Muslims somehow a connection between Islam and terrorism is now no longer here. They're basically saying that he never had anything to do with Islam as they understood it, and they want to distance Islam from al-Qaeda's ideology. So I think the reaction has been very, very interesting. It is true that it has been a mixed reaction. There has been a certain amount of ambivalence that was pretty much mirrored in attitudes towards him when he was alive. But I think as we see the narrative of his killing emerge, despite the fact that there seem to be contradictions in that narrative, I think for the most part, you will not see a swell of anger about his killing, a broad swell of anger. Yes, there will be isolated pockets, but you will not see, the reaction so far has been very, very muted in most Muslim-majority countries.
Relations between the US and Pakistan have deteriorated somewhat since Osama's killing early on Monday morning. And I'm just wondering, Mary, particularly in light of the fact that he was hiding within a whisker of major Pakistan base, what this means for relations between the countries?
Well, I think it all depends on what might emerge in the next days and weeks. Yesterday, the Pakistani president, Asif Ali Zardari, he wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post basically saying that Pakistan had played no part in the operation to kill bin Laden. Now, he did not address why or how bin Laden seemed to have been living for several years, it seems, in a town close to the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. So there'll be serious questions there, questions that feed into long-held suspicions that elements of the Pakistani security apparatus certainly sympathized. They have a long history of nurturing militant groups in the region over the last couple of decades. But it'll feed into those suspicions that, as some claim in Washington, that Pakistan plays a double game when it comes to this issue, plays a double game with Washington, which gives it billions of dollars of aid every year.
With the visit later on this month of President Obama, on May 23rd to be exact, do you think the Bin Laden affair will have any implications for his visit here?
That's right. Ireland has, there have been a number of mentions of Ireland in a magazine which is published by Al-Qaeda's affiliate in the Gulf, which is Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. This is a magazine named Inspire, and it's an English language magazine. It's been published online several times since early 2010. So that gives the impression that Ireland has definitely appeared on the radar of that particular affiliate. In terms of Obama's visit, I think, you know, what you'll probably see in the next weeks and months is an upping of security, possible expectation of some attempt at least at a revenge attack by any of Al-Qaeda's affiliate groups or franchises worldwide. But I think, you know, in terms of specifically the Ireland visit, there have been a number of comments made by different government officials here in the last few days about security. I mean, there was a major security operation planned around the visit. Anyway, there may be a stepping up following this week's news.
Thanks for that, Mary. And that's it from me, Anna O'Quilly. For further analysis, visit www.irishtimes.com.